AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. South Korea says North Korea has fired three ballistic missiles off its east coast in a show of force timed to the G20 economic summit in China. World leaders are gathering for that summit of advanced and emerging economies in the eastern city of Hangzhou. China is the North's only major ally. This is Chinese President Xi Jinping saying destabilizing factors are affecting the Korean Peninsula. He says China and South Korea are close neighbors with many things in common and should work to overcome challenges. Tropical storm Hermine is churning hundreds of miles offshore in the Atlantic Ocean, but forecasters say it could regain hurricane force later as it travels up the coast. National Weather Service meteorologist Dennis Felkin.
The tropical storm warning has been extended northward to include portions of southeastern New England and now extends from north of Fenwick Island, Delaware, all the way up to Sagamore Beach, and that includes Block Island, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket.
Governors all along the eastern seaboard announced emergency preparations. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says his state of emergency for three coastal counties was so he could call up the National Guard if needed.
Because it's a holiday weekend, it would be more difficult to get National Guardsmen and women in without the declaration of emergency, because in this weekend they wouldn't be staffed nearly as high as they normally are on a normal weekend.
A judge has ruled that a Milwaukee park at the center of a neighborhood where riots erupted after a police shooting last month can return to normal hours for now. The ruling came Sunday during a special session held to deal with a dispute between the county sheriff and top executive. The county executive has ordered the removal of a fence the sheriff's department had erected in Sherman Park. This is AP Radio News. Tribal officials say a protest in North Dakota is because American Indian cultural sites are being damaged by oil pipeline crews.
The Morton County Sheriff's Office reports four private security guards and two guard dogs were injured after several hundred protesters clashed with Dakota Access Pipeline construction crews. Standing Rock Sioux Chairman Dave Archambault II says 40 people were injured protesting the planned oil pipeline, which they say violates the environment.
Construction of it is destroying our sacred
site. Energy Transfer Partners released a statement saying, quote, "It is unfortunate that what has been portrayed as a peaceful protest by the opponents of the pipeline has now turned to violence and intimidation by a group of criminals and activists." I'm Nikki Mayo.
U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe knelt during the national anthem Sunday night before the Seattle Reigns game against the Chicago Red Stars in what's called a little nod to NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who's done the same in protest. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.